It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well. Thank you.
This week, we have an opportunity for people to support a potential RNIB partnership with Morrison's. Feedback on the potential rollout of voter ID and an opportunity for people to help an app developer with a new storytelling app. Claire, we start with that link up with Morrison's. That could help to support the work that the RNIB does to make a more inclusive society.
That's right, Toby. So back at the height of the pandemic, some of you may remember that RNIB successfully petitioned to get priority delivery spots for blind and partially sighted people who were struggling to shop safely. And that was as a direct result of the concerns that you told us about. And now we need your help again. So the work that RNIB does is only possible with the support of funders and partnerships with companies. And we are really hoping to build on our goal of making society more inclusive, as you've said. So how we want to do this is we want to apply to Morrison's next charity of the year. Now, this is a partnership that could be worth £10 million over 3 years, and it would fund vital work supporting the growing number of people impacted by sight loss. But being a community-led charity, we can only do this with your help. So we are looking for anyone impacted by sight loss who fits one of these three criteria. And the criteria are you live in Bradford, you are a Morrison's employee, or you shop at Morrison's as your main shop at least twice a month. So any one of those could apply to you. And if any of them do, we would love to have a conversation over the phone with you. There's also a potential opportunity to be filmed talking about your experiences. And the application process for this will be happening in June. So if you're interested in helping us with this, please contact our team at partnerships@rnib.org.uk. So that's partnerships@rnib.org.uk. Or you can call 020-8175-1502. I'll give you that phone number again. It's 020-8175-1502.
Now we come to that request for people to get involved and give their feedback on the potential rollout of voter ID.
Yes, this is some work that our PR team are planning. They are hoping to do some media work in response to recent announcements that voter IDs could be introduced. To give you a little background, this would mean that voters would be required to prove their identity by showing some ID at the polling station. So this could be something like a driver's license or a passport. And we are concerned that this could leave blind and partially sighted people facing further challenges when it comes to voting. Now, of course, many blind and partially sighted voters will have an acceptable form of ID, like a bus pass or a passport, but we're worried that a significant number might not have any. So if you took part in the voter ID trials, which were in 2019, or you would be interested in getting involved with some media work by sharing your thoughts on how this could impact you, then we would like you to contact Emily in our PR team. Emily's email is emily.peachy, that's P-E-A-C-H-E-Y, at rnib.org.uk. Or you can telephone her on 07517 996 109. That's 07517 996 109.
Finally, Claire, we come to that opportunity for people to help to make a storytelling app more accessible.
Yeah, so this is an app being built by Story Futures. They are creating what they describe as an accessible, immersive storytelling app, and it is going to use virtual and augmented reality technology, so AR technology. But they obviously want to make this app as accessible as possible for everyone. They want to speak to people with visual or hearing impairments, sensory overload issues, dexterity issues, or dyslexia. And they would like to find out what features the app should have, in your opinion, in order to improve user experience. So to get this information, they would like to conduct short interviews, and this will be done via Zoom. So from the comfort of your own home, very easy. And even better, participants will receive a £20 gift voucher for a UK retail outlet of their choice. So if you would like to give some feedback on this idea and take part in the Zoom interview, then please contact TendProject 2021. That's TendProject 2021 at gmail.com.
Claire, if people would like to find out more about the opportunities we have just chatted about and other Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Well, we are always happy to welcome new members to our online Connect Voices group. This is a private Facebook group where we post all the latest involvement opportunities that come to us, both from RNIB and also external ones like the Story Futures app opportunity that we mentioned today. So if you are already on Facebook and you'd like to join the group or just come and have a nosy, see what it's all about, very, very easy. Just log in and search for RNIB Connect Voices and select join. If you would like more information about the group or indeed about any of the opportunities that we've talked about today, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and one of our team would be very happy to help you. You can, of course, always catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect Show, and you can catch the clip anytime on Audioboom just by going to Audioboom and searching for RNIB Connect Voices. Alternatively, you will find the clip uploaded on our telephone information line. That's the RNIB telephone information line. And the number for that is 0203 432 1488.
Thank you, Claire Ordworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. Take care.